Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson in for Roland Giacopetti. And today the subject is music and genetics in a kind of twisted fashion. Here to talk with us about the latest program at the Occidental Community Choir is Andrea Van Dyke. And the program is about DNA in a way.
It is about DNA. DNA music. It's in our genes. So, yeah, the Occidental Community Choir, locally famous for almost 40 years. I've been in the choir since 1979, Bruce, if you can believe that.
Of course I can believe that. Longevity is a good thing.
Not continuously, I have to add, in and out. We call ourselves the Sonoma County Treasure. I think that's correct to say. And we write most of our music. Most of the choir members are songwriters as well as singers.
That's what's really unique about this choir.
It is unique. We also do, of course, other choral music, but this particular concert for the spring called DNA, Music, It's in Our Genes, is almost 99% choir material. And we're well known for very eclectic, often humorous songs about a lot of different topics. Just for an example, highlights would be not one but two songs about DNA. And one, a Calypso-inspired piece called Gender, which is very timely. And, of course, the beautiful Homeward Bound by our director, Andy Del Monte. And we have not just piano accompaniment, but guitar, drums, tuned water bottles, and et cetera. So our artist in residence this year is a fine poet, Iris Jamal Dunkel, Sonoma County Poet Laureate. So she will be reading several of her poems in the course of all the concerts, five of them. And the choir is collaborating on a piece that she co-wrote with Andy Del Monte called Communion of Dust, a wonderful song. So we have five concerts, and four of them are at OCA, Occidental Center for the Arts. And the last one on May 14th, Mother's Day, is at Glazer Center. And I want to say that the first concert, Saturday, May 6th, is Community First Night, when the tickets are only $10, and you get to check out our wonderful program.
And then, how do you go about deciding what the theme is going to be from one year to the next? They are always so unpredictable.
Well, we have a group. There's a program committee, and they get input from the choir. We have a huge repertoire over all the years of amazing pieces. And we also invite new songs to be written around the theme, which is an example of what we did this year. And so, yeah, the program committee decides. We used to be a little more lively with dances and props and stuff, but as we age, we find we're a little more stately like a choir, but we still have a lot of fun. You'll not see the same kinds of things in just about any other choral group in Sonoma County. I want to mention, too, that this is unfortunately the last season for our wonderful director, Andy Del Monte, who is leaving us because he has a young family and he's a teacher at Ann Lee High, and we're going to miss him a lot.
For people coming in from out of town, you've provided some signposts.
Well, they know where Occidental Center for the Arts is, because I've spent about 6 years producing events there, and on the corner of Grayton Road and Bohemian Highway in Occidental. And you can't miss the building. It's a Tuscan complex. It used to be the Harmony School. And there'll be big signs that tell you that OCC, Occidental Community Choir, spring concert from the 6th to the 14th.
And is everybody in the choir an Occidental resident?
No. In fact, very few of them are. Most of them come from pretty much all over the county, some from quite far away. And I want to mention that especially the first night, we're going to have a sing-along at 7:30. So for that Saturday, May 6th, get there by 7:30 for the sing-along. Several of them are matinees, so you can look online at occidentalchoir.org to get ticket information.
And that's the place to find all the details. We've got two weekends of shows coming up. It's the Occidental Community Choir doing their annual series of performances coming up in the very near future.
Look for the pink road signs.
Andrea Van Dyke, thanks very much for being with us today. I'm Bruce Robinson, in for Roland Giacopetti, and this has been Sonoma Spotlight.